Well, Darren, you were ahead for so long but conceded the equaliser in the last 10 minutes. How do you feel about it overall?
Yeah, listen, Rob, obviously I'm so pleased for the team and the performance. Obviously we went for the 3 points. Everybody could see that and feel that this afternoon. But really, Rob, I'm looking at the whole performance as a whole, and it was a fantastic performance today. Norwich came and set their stall out. They're a good team. That's why they are where they are in the league. But again, I think we limited them. I thought our work off the ball was excellent, exceptional. And I thought when we had possession of the ball, we used it well at times and fashioned some chances. And, you know, we everybody will say that a second goal was just eluding us, but we was a goal up. And I just thought if we can continue to do the right things at the time, they really took a gamble up. And with that gamble, it paid rewards for them. But as I said, for us, overall, looking at the performance, I was very, very pleased with another positive performance at home, in front of our home support. And it was a fantastic atmosphere this afternoon.
Really well taken goal from Dwight Gale. Dwight doing what Dwight does, really, scoring goals.
Yeah, I mean, calm, composed finish. It really was coming in the box, arriving late, seeing it all the way and putting that finishing touch. That's what Dwight does. Dwight's an important player for us, as we all know, and it's another goal to his an impressive tally already for him. So, you know, we're really pleased to have him back, delighted that he got back into the team today. We put him straight back in, and he scored a wonderful goal for us today, and, you know, we're pleased to have him.
A lot of responsibility on Rakeem Harper, but he rose to the challenge really well, I thought, again today.
Yeah, for one so young, I think what a mature performance. He's different in the midfield departments to what we got. He manages the ball well, he can travel with the ball well. He has great speed and power. And I just thought he showed for one so young to come into a game like that, at the top of the table, clash like that, and show him a performance like that for one so young, it shows a tremendous work, what we've done here with him. What he's done through coming up through the academy. And it's time for some of these younger players now to realise that opportunity is here for them at West Brom. And if they're performing and training right, then I have no qualms about putting them into games at whatever magnitude and level it is. And as you've seen this season already, I've done it already, and that was another occasion for Rakeem and Jonathan Lico coming in at the end to play in a top of the table clash as that this afternoon.
I mean, was there a case, it's all about opinions, was there a case for making substitutions slightly earlier than you did, do you think, today or not?
We thought about making it, but then in the two areas that I thought about making it was when Hal Robson and Dwight, obviously Dwight came off, he was tiring towards the end, and then Hal gave us another kick and another boost. So sometimes you look at that and sometimes you think if it's not broken, don't try and fix it. Obviously they score, so hindsight's a great thing after the event, yeah. Because we all feel that. But at the time, you feel that your team's very much in the ascendancy, and the ones what was having a gamble was them. And we've seen that sometimes when teams gamble against us, we can hurt them in the transfer to play. So, but that wasn't to be today. But I can't and I will not allow anything else to creep in but positivity, because of the performance today. We all seen a well worthy performance from West Brom today. It's a point, but I think we should have took all three this afternoon. But again, whenever I get performances like that with the remainder of the games, then we'll certainly win more.
And just finally, looking for a productive week now over in Dubai. You're leaving straight away pretty much, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know, the it's all it is. It's the same week as we would here for Javier, Rob. It's warmer weather, you know, warm weather training. The week will be exactly the same. We'll work exactly the same. I'm taking the staff over there and the players, what I would work with here, and we're working over there. And then we come back and we prepare for the Bolton game. No different at all, you know. And that's where we're looking forward to going over there. It was in our schedule probably 6-7 weeks into the season. And as I said, you know, the opportunity has presented itself, because with Sky moving the game back to a Monday evening, it's allowed us to go over there and do some training and get back in plenty enough time in preparation for the game on Monday.